means. This morning, we'll open a public hearing on House Bill 5004, Capital Construction. Legislative Fiscal Office is represented by Larry Nicewender, and our clerk for the day is Karen Segrist. Welcome and good morning. Let's see.
Can I give you an overview here?
Please, if you would, and the acronyms are still only 25 cents apiece, and the American Cancer Society is due to collect the pig today, so you still have one more day to contribute.
Okay. Chair and committee members, House Bill 5004 is the capital construction bill for all state agencies with the exception of higher ed. This bill and its components have already been the subject of review by each of the various subcommittees for which the agency's budgets were reviewed. And everything that's being brought before you today in presentation relative to changes to this bill or additions have been discussed and approved by those subcommittees with a couple exceptions. And they are ones that we'll talk about when we get to them that relates to projects that we were notified after the subcommittee had completed its work. This bill has projects for basically four agencies: Department of Transportation, Aviation, Department of Administrative Services, and Oregon Department of Transportation, Military Department. There are some project expiration dates that affect one other agency, Department of Corrections. Before you today, you have Greg Jeffrey from the Department of Administrative Services to walk you through his overview, a copy of which I placed right here beside you. And I also gave you a copy of a memo that will coincide with the changes Greg is going to talk you through, and a spreadsheet that highlights the changes that are being recommended for your adoption in work session later this morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Greg. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, member of the committee. My name is Greg Jeffrey. I'm the finance manager with the Department of Administrative Services. I'm here to just highlight the recommended changes to the House Bill 5004, which is referred to as the Capital Construction Bill. One thing to begin with, just to note that neither the original bill nor none of the amendments appropriated any general fund for any of the projects that are incorporated or recommended, you know, as part of the bill. To begin with on the changes, Section 1 is the section of the bill that approves other fund expenditure limitation for a number of different projects. The first change that was recommended was for the Department of Transportation. The change was for the Sylvan project, and the recommendation.
Which project? I'm sorry, Greg.
The Sylvan project.
Sylvan.
Yeah, Sylvan Maintenance Center, it's on line 13 of the original bill. And that recommendation was to reduce the expenditure limitation from $2.5 million to $1.6 million. The next change was for the Oregon Department of Aviation. There are three changes there. The first...
Let me just go back to the Department of Transportation, make sure that there are no questions on that. Any questions relative to the Department of Transportation changes? Greg, tell me what the status is on the potential of $2.5 billion bonding. Does it include its own relative to the bridge and additional lane miles, as well as the county and city sharing?
Mr. Chair, I'm not that familiar with...
Susie Jordan from Legislative Fiscal. Maybe we could just have Legislative Fiscal give us an update here. Thank you, Susie.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I'm Susie Jordan with the Legislative Fiscal Office. The question is the bonding package that is in the separate bill, House Bill 2041, does this does this project have its own funding source separate from that package?
Exactly. I am anxious about 2041. We're going to go ahead and approve the $1.6 million here, and the bonding package will have its own separate approval.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Any costs of issuance that are related to this that will be borne by the transportation?
No, these are all. This is all highway fund money. There's
okay.
No financing involved here.
Thank you very much. Any further questions relative to the section one dealing with transportation? Continue on, please, Denise.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, as I said, the second agency represented in this section is the Oregon Department of Aviation. The first change would be to delete the Brandon Airport improvements and replace it with Cottage Grove Airport improvements. The second change would be to delete item B, which is the general aviation entitlement in the amount of $605,000. This piece was adopted as a part of the department's operating budget by the subcommittee. And the third change, which is for the Salem office building construction, would be to delete the limitation amount of $2 million and replace it with a single dollar. As a consequence of that, if the agency wants to continue to pursue this, they'll have to return in the interim for approval by the legislature. The next agency in Section 1 is the...
Greg, just relative to the Salem office building construction that moves from 2 million to 1, which office building specifically was that that we had allocated 2 million or anticipated 2 million allocation?
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that there's an existing, you know, facility located there which no longer meets, you know, the department's needs and is in a need to be replaced. And this project, you know, would provide the limitation to accomplish that.
And that is for the Department of Aviation?
That's correct.
Are there any questions? Well, let's. I guess that's the Department of Aviation's changes. Are there any questions relative to the Department of Aviation's request? Please continue, Greg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The next agency in Section 1 is the Department of Administrative Services. The first change that's been recommended is for the DEQ Health Laboratory project. The recommendation is to delete the $32 million spending limitation and insert $6 million. What that change would do would be to allow the ability of DAS, Department of Administrative Services, to purchase an existing building, but once that's been completed, they'd have to return for approval to move on to the subsequent phases toward ultimately providing this laboratory for DEQ and health services.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Winters recognized.
Just a question. Is this DEQ Health Lab? Is that the one in Portland Metropolitan area?
Mr. Chair, Senator Winters, that's my understanding, yes.
Senator Devlin is recognized.
I'm sure this has been discussed in great detail, but this arrangement is not going to lead to any delay in opening the new facility, is it? Or completing it on time?
I can answer that.
Larry?
Chair and committee members, it's my understanding that this recommendation will allow them to move forward with identifying a site, an existing site, and purchasing it, which is what their immediate need is, at which time they would come back to an emergency board to request additional expenditure authority necessary to retrofit a building once they know what they're dealing with. So it is not designed to hold them up in any way, just incremental. In terms of them having to come back to the emergency board once they have a specific site.
Was the $32 million designed to build and construct a lab, and now the $6 million is just designed to build to buy the building that would be used for retrofitting for the lab?
The $32 million would have also been, it was very much of an estimate for finding an existing site and retrofitting it, combined cost, but it was a very rough estimate. This will allow them to get what we believe to be an appropriate amount for purchase based on some site reviews that have been done and cost estimates that have been developed, and then only give them additional amount on an as-needed basis versus giving them $32 million, which is a guesstimate.
Okay. Senator Winters?
Just a question. Has a site been designated, or have they found a site? Are they still looking for a site?
It's my understanding that they are still looking for a specific site and building. And there was one building I think they had in mind, but because they didn't have this authority in place, they were not in a position to purchase it, and so they lost that one. But this will allow them to be basically ready to move the project forward should they find a suitable site.
There has followed. There's been a lot of discussion to assure that when sites are found that they meet some of the economic needs of the community, and I hope that they're keeping this in mind as they look for a site in the Portland metropolitan area.
I guess I had one other idea that flashed into my mind, and that is we're in the process of selling a rather substantial building in Portland in the former ODF&W headquarters. I don't know what the needs are, but I know that we're going to take a pretty healthy bath in that process of that move out and replacement. Was that considered in any of this process? Do we know?
Chair and committee members, again, it's my understanding that it's just too early in the process for them to.
Okay.
They're looking at all options and all that would be suitable for retrofitting as a lab. So, to my knowledge, that hasn't been ruled out.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to share with my colleagues that this issue has been discussed a considerable length in the Natural Resources Sub, which has acted favorably on this request. And we have gone through many of these issues with Director Halleck and her staff, and I feel satisfied that they have in place a thoughtful process.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Representative Johnson. Other questions relative to the Department of Administrative Services under Section 3? Please continue.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. There is an additional project that would be adding a new item to the Department of Administrative Services projects under Section 1, and that would be to insert a transportation building renovation planning item in the amount of $1. This would permit the Facilities Division of the Department to continue to work with the Department of Transportation in transportation's idea of consolidating some of their buildings, potentially selling the Capitol Mall transportation building to the Department of Administrative Services. That building is in need of renovation. Once that building was renovated, the administrative arm of the Department of Transportation could move back into the building. The rest of the building would house other state agency tenants. What this dollar would require, of course, would be a return to the emergency board when additional information was available for a specific request. Any renovation project would not be expected to happen until, at a minimum, the 0305 biennial.
0507.
I'm sorry, 0507. Thank you, Larry.
Just one question in that regard. My understanding is that the Oregon Department of Transportation has insisted upon owning its facilities in the past. What you're saying now is that they would just be leasing this facility that was renovated back from the Department of Administrative Services?
They would be leasing that portion of it. And the proposal, as it's been discussed so far, would be to sell the facility to the Department of Administrative Services.
Okay, I guess why is it that when the Department of Transportation comes to my district that they won't rent from another state agency, even though another state agency may have ample space for them? Department of Transportation has insisted that they build and own their own buildings, and now we're talking about Department of Administrative Services owning and leasing back to the Department of Transportation. Susie, do you have a...
That's why it's $1 limitation. None of these issues have been discussed with the legislature in full to get an understanding of what it is that the agency intends to do. And the only other comment that I might make is there is a new director, a new planning commission with a different environment, and they may find that this is more cost-effective to do it this way and around the state, but we don't have that information at this point.
I guess I just have to insert in the record at this particular point that I'm suffering from a pretty bad black eye in my district right now, with two brand new facilities having been built in the last couple of years, to replace a small, about one-third the size of the existing facility, a building of nearly 10,000 square feet to replace a building of something around 3,000 square feet, which used to house OSP, the state police, the PUC, the DMV, ODOT maintenance, and Representative Johnson keeping track how much I would owe the pig at that particular
$48,
point.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. but now this facility will just house the current office of ODOT and with no additional lane miles added, I might add. And that's of great concern because they have built two buildings to house what used to house five different divisions and wings and departments and offices. And now they've got two buildings that house just two of those with no additional services. And they're still paying $10,000 a month for a small state police building rental adjacent. So I'm very concerned about that because when we asked about that, they said that was approved in the 1997 legislature and that ODOT did not rent its buildings. The fact that there was empty space in that adjacent building that is being leased by the Oregon State Police made no difference. They were building their own building come hell or high water. And that's an attitude that has my constituents in my district very anxious about those folks, if not exercised. Thank you very much. Let's please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One additional item to add to Section 1 is the Oregon Military Department. The project is the Lane County Armed Forces Reserve Complex in the amount of $2.4 million. Public Safety Subcommittee discussed and approved this item in concept. This item is needed since the facility will no longer be located in Eugene as was originally planned. Section 2 of the bill addresses federal fund expenditure limitation. The first change to the bill would be an administrative change since originally that section addressed only the Oregon Department of Military and now needs to address, in addition to that, the Department of Administrative Services. first item to add to that section of the bill would be after the first three Department of Military projects, the Lane County Armed Services Reserve Complex, which would be the federal fund expenditure limitation, in the amount of $33,160,150. The second item to add to that section after the Department of Military projects would be the Department of Administrative Services. The project is the Emergency Coordination Facility Security Improvements Project. That is in the amount of $100,000. What it will do would be allow the facilities division to access FEMA money to make specific security improvements to the Emergency Coordination Facility located in Salem. The final recommended change to the bill would be in Section 4. The purpose of Section 4 is to extend on a case-by-case basis the six-year expenditure limitation expiration.
Just a moment, Greg. We've got two different July 2nd memos here. We just need to be making sure that we've got this memo is inactive. Yeah, this one says there may be a July 2nd, 2003 that doesn't have all of those changes on that. If you have received the earlier memo. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Please continue, Greg. I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, as I was stating, Section 4's purpose is to extend the expenditure limitation time frame of specific projects. And what's recommended is for the existing item number 4, Department of Transportation, line 44, to delete the recommended extension date of 31 January 04 and replace it with 30 June of 05, which would permit the department to go about the process of completing the improvements to a number of different facilities that have been approved in the 1997 session. That concludes the recommended changes to the bill, Mr. Chair. And the agencies are here if you have any additional specific project questions, they'd be happy to answer them.
Are there specific questions relative to the military? That was one that we had not specifically addressed following the presentation relative to changes in the Lane County and the Department of Administrative Services projected dates. Are there other specific questions of the committee? I'm going to go ahead recognizing we have a full complement of House or of Senate members and an appropriate number of House members. I'm going to go ahead now and open a work session on House Bill 5004, Capital Construction Bill. Ask then, let's find out to make sure that we're any further discussion, Larry?
Chair, committee members, no. I think Greg has covered all of the changes with you, and the memo, if you have the version that we were just going through, outlines all of those exact same amendments. And so if the committee would move to adopt the amendments to the bill as outlined in the memo dated July 2nd, those amendments would be ready for full committee.
We've heard the recommendation. Representative Johnson now moves the recommendation of legislative fiscal to move the changes in House Bill 5004, the Capital Construction Bill, as presented by Legislative Fiscal Office as presented to us by Greg Jeffries from the Department of Administrative Services and Budget Management. Are there any further discussions? Any no votes to that particular motion? Hearing and seeing none. Order then the changes to House Bill 5004, Capital Construction Bill, as recommended. Representative Johnson now moves that we move House Bill 5004, Capital Construction Bill, to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation as amended. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Representative Johnson,
because I did the motion so brilliantly, it would be my privilege to carry this to full into the House.
You know, we could always have the other member of this committee go ahead and carry it to the House, too, if you would like.
Reward for absence. I don't know.
Okay. Representative Johnson will carry it to the full into the House of the Senate. Senator Winters will carry it to the Senate. Thank you. With that, we will go ahead and close the work session on House Bill 5004, Capital Construction Bill. Thank you very much. Larry, anything further there? Do we have a fully conformed copy of the House bill?
You
did. Is that the changes?
I've got the amendment. The Dash 2 amendment.
Okay. Colleagues, the liquor commission has been canceled from today. We'll continue to meet on
the nation's relative
to some of the others. With that, we will go ahead and close general government for today. Thank you very much.